Listen, I wanted to share something because my husband is a genius. He's cracked the code and I wanted to share it with you. If you are in a relationship with someone who likes to ask a lot of questions, if you were going to describe Jay Farchione, curious and inquisitive might be some of the adjectives you use. Mm-hmm. And I have been known to ask maybe one too many questions in situations where, like, you just want it to be over, like, you know, the waiter is standing right there and Angus might go, just do the entrees. And I'm like, but why? I've got the mains. Like, you know, I write everything down. I've got the group's order. And I question. He goes, just do it. Just can you just do it? She's standing right there. But why? I'm hungry. Why can't we just order it all? You know, I want it to be fast. We just order it now. It'll be quicker. And he's like, can you just, like, I want to order something else. I don't want you to order it now. I have to order. I was like, oh, could have just told me that. But he's one of these people who just, if he wants to just give a headline and I listen. Mm. But I can't. It's not in my bones, but he's cracked the code. We were driving back from Stroud the other day, had left the property about 5 minutes, and he pulled over to the side of the road and he goes, don't freak out, get out of the car. And the phrase don't freak out, it's like one of those things where someone goes, don't move.
Yes.
Because you think there's a bug or a spider or something.
Don't press that button. I'm going to press that button.
Yes. There are certain phrases where you just... I'm going to listen to what you're saying because you seem in this moment to have the authority over my safety, my well-being, my state of mind. So I got out of the car and moved to the left, as he said, and he flicked this spider that was dangling from the sort of edgeway of my door, got it out of the car. But I was like, oh, thank you. Save me. Didn't freak out. If I'd looked up and seen this spider, I may have panicked and whatever. But we got back in the car, kept driving. He goes, I'm so proud of you. I said, why? He goes, this is the first time in your life you haven't questioned me. I just gave you a headline, gave you an instruction, and you did it. I went, oh, because I think that line, don't freak out, puts you in, fright or flight mode. And I went, oh, got to listen to him.
Freeze. You can't overuse that phrase,
you
though.
You can't.
Well, this is the thing. He hasn't done it again.
Yeah.
It's not like we've been back at that Chinese restaurant. Yeah. He's gone, don't freak out. Just order the entrees.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't tested it, but I thought it was a very effective tool.
It really
if you
is.
Find yourself in a relationship with a real questiony person.
An inquisitive human being.
Mm.
Okay. So what's he going to do now moving forward without using don't freak out too much?
I guess he has to find iterations of don't freak out, other ways to go freeze or stop.
Yeah.
You're in danger.
Yeah.
Could he try?
Just order the entrees.
Like... I'll explain why later, but...
Oh, see, that's very clear.
Yeah.
That's no mind games. That's just very... Just let me do it right now.
I really need you to.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Add that to the list, team. If
and
you
is
need.
He more... does he speak more in codes and riddles when other people are around? Because I find I do that with Morgan. If I'm like, no, I don't think we should... Why? I'm like... So you make the eyes to the people and you're like,
yes,
just
and that's
don't,
what
honey.
I don't pick up on.
Yeah. Let's talk about it later. Just do it now.
Yes, yes. That Chinese example I gave, yes, other people were there.
Yeah.
So he's trying to be a bit, I guess.
Make it last.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've got to be more aware of the codes.
Yeah.
Who knew there was such code breaking in relationships?
But also, well done to you for not freaking out. A lot of people use that phrase as a real invitation to not listen to it.
Should we do
really
that on
worked
this show?
On me.
Should we do that on this show for Jess when she's, you know, Connor Watson came in the other day and spoke about the Avengers being the
he
Knights.
He brought up the Avengers.
And then she asked him 150 questions about the Avengers. Don't freak out. No more questions about the Avengers.
That's not bad. Give it a go tomorrow. Might not work. I love talking about the Avengers. But you can try.
Okay.
Or you can try Gillies. I'll explain later.
Yeah.
But anyway, just adding it to the list. Thought it was a good public service.
Yeah.
Just to get through another day with your annoying partner.